Yo, what's good? This is Arnold, aka No, and this is Straight Up In Your Face Podcast. You know what I'm saying? You hear me? Well, anyway, I want to talk about the NBA. I want to predict few teams in the Western Conference. I want to focus on that only today. And for you all who are listening to that, to this podcast, I want to thank you from my bottom of my heart. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. I'm doing this for fun. I'm doing this because I like to share my thoughts. Now, that's what we are here in America. We could share our opinion, we could share our thoughts, and people could judge you, people could debate you. It's awesome. It's all good. I love it. Let's keep it 100. But the thing is, let's respect each other. We could talk, but let's respect each other. You know what I'm saying? Show me some love, and I show you some love. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's go to the real deal. Straight up, let's talk about the NBA. Let's talk about who could be the best and who will make it to the playoff. Now, I'm not gonna tell you everything today. I want to just give you half of the pie, and then tomorrow or next week I give you another half, and then that pie will be a whole. Now, the number one topic I want to, and the number one team that everybody's talking about, and I don't believe they're going to be the number one team in the Western Conference. Everybody's talking about them because they got this best player in the NBA. So they say, straight up. I'm being straight up. I'm being honest. Let's talk about LeBron James. LeBron James. Now, because of this guy, people believe they could win the championship this year. Now, I'm not going to say that's hard to believe, because it's not. LeBron, man, he could play. It's not my favorite, but he could play. The guy is strong. His vision in the court is incredible. But straight up, he's 35 years old. Now, they added AD, Anthony Davis. That guy is an incredible basketball player. But let's be honest, let's be straight up. What have he done? I mean, you could say, oh, come on, he's 28, and then 10 plus rebounds, all that stuff. Probably average 2 blocks a game. He played defense. You know what I'm saying? This guy is unbelievable. He could shoot threes. This guy is unbelievable. But what has he done? Don't get me wrong. All right? That guy could play. I see him in Kentucky. And when I saw him play, I'm like, this guy, man, he could play. But straight up, I don't know, guys. I mean, leave me a message and tell me how you feel about AD and LeBron James. Tell me how you feel about the Lakers. Tell me. This is a straight up in your face podcast. Let's talk about the Clippers. Clippers! Now, that's a team that I gotta tell you that we gotta watch out. I can't believe what I'm saying, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. This team could be the number one team in the Western Conference. Straight up, they got the final MVP, 2-time champion, the guy who could play defense on LeBron James. Straight up, being honest, this guy is a real dog. This guy, they call him the Claw. And man, I mean, he is so strong when he go into the basket. He got a jump shot. He got this featherweight jump shot that sometimes remind me a little bit, not that much, but a little bit, MJ. Straight up, I'm not gonna lie. They got him. They added him. They added PG also, Paul George. And both of them could play defense. Paul George could shoot. Paul George could create his baskets he wanted. He's a playmaker. Kawhi is a playmaker also. Those two guys are going to be dangerous. And the Clippers made the playoff without both of them. And they got Beverly. They got Lou Williams. They got more players. But I think those four players is the main focus of that team. That's what I think. Straight up. And I believe this team is going to be the number one. By the way, there's a team right there who's going to fight for that number one spot. And I'm going to tell you the truth right now, straight up in this show. And that is, and you're not going to believe it, but I'm telling you, I know basketball. If you listen to me, straight up, y'all be good. Y'all will be good. And I'm going to tell you, the team that are going to fight for that number one spot in the Western Conference is the Houston Rockets. Now, I have a friend that loves Harden. And I say Harden choke. I'm sorry, Rocket fan and Harden fan. This is how I feel. He chokes. Yeah, he chokes badly. How you see Reggie Miller image when he put his hand on his neck? That's how I feel when I see Harden. Straight up. Sorry. But saying all that, Harden, I'm not gonna lie, he is the best shooting guard right now. This guy, man, it's hard to defend him. You can't defend. He could shoot. He got that step back. Woo! I wish I had that step back. That's, you know what? That's the hardest move to even train yourself. That, I don't know how he do it, but he got it. He got it. He got it. I'm not gonna front. He could shoot free throws. He could take it to the basket. The dude could play. He could play basketball. Even though he's choking the player, but come on, I'm gonna give him a break right now. And I feel like this is his time because he got Westbrook with him. Now, everybody's saying Westbrook is not. There's some people believe that Chris Paul is better than Westbrook. Now, I could say that CP3, well, I call him CP0 because he's the other guy who choke, but I'm gonna leave that for another day. This is straight up, man. If you can hang this show, then I tell you right now, it's, hey, you're gonna get it as it is. I'm gonna speak my mind, and that's it. But let's go back. CP0. I'm sorry. CP0. The problem with him is that he choked also. But people believe that he's better than Westbrook. And no, Westbrook is better than CP0. He's a better player, skill-wise. Better player. Okay? He's faster, he's stronger, he's younger. Better player. Sorry. He carried his team to the playoff. He's a triple-double machine guy. He broke records. Come on. I'm not going to waste my time. Westbrook is a better player than CP0. And then Harden is playing with this guy. Man, did the Rockets lose any players than last year? No. They still have Capella, which he needs to shut his mouth. We're ready for the Warriors. I can't wait. Well, keep on waiting because you ain't jack. All right, Capella. Straight up. Sorry, they got Tucker. That guy is a dog. Play defense. Could shoot for a corner three. That guy could play. That guy is what you need in any team. You need a dog like Tucker. Alright? And they haven't lost anybody. I mean, they lost few people, but it's not a big thing. They still got what's his name, man? Oh, I forgot his name now. Doc Rivers' son. Austin Rivers. There we go. Austin Rivers is a problem, guys. Off the bench, I like that. The Rockets is going to fight for the number one spot. I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. But I feel the Rockets could be and will be a dangerous team. I believe it. This is straight up. I'm not lying. This is my prediction. Okay? This is how I feel. This is what I know. I know basketball. If y'all don't get it, hey. But you're gonna get it when the playoffs start next year. And you see what Rockets will do. Then you say, yo, you need to listen to the Straight Up In Your Face podcast. Alright? Number three. We're gonna talk about the Utah Jazz and Denver. Now, people say that they are a championship contenders. I don't see it. Because I don't see anybody who has that dog in them. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. And be honest with you, I don't even see it in the Lakers. That's why I don't got the Lakers the top one, the top two. Be honest with you. I believe Utah or Denver could be, well, not could, but they are a better team. Let me rephrase that again. They are a better team than the Lakers. Why did I say that? Well, they have been playing together. And, I mean, Utah just added Conley, which I think is an underrated point guard. That guy could play. I'm telling you, he could play defense. He could score. Man, that guy could play, man. I'm not kidding. Now, he's a little older, so let's see what he's gonna bring with Mitchell and all these cats in the Utah Jazz. But this team is a team. If they play together, they're gonna be unstoppable. But I don't see them as a championship contender. I see them better than the Lakers. Believe it or not, hear me straight up. If they face the Lakers, don't be surprised that the Lakers get bumped by them. Don't be surprised. You getting this right here, right now, straight up. Now, that's a team that probably has some bias because I'm a big fan of this two teams that I'm going to talk about. But I'm a bigger fan, straight up, the Dallas Mavericks. That's my team. That's my number one team. And straight up, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think Luka and Porzingis will shock the world. They shocked the NBA. Now, nobody giving them a lot of hype about the duels and all that stuff. Nobody's giving them a lot of hype. But you're going to get it right here, straight up, In Your Face podcast. You're going to get it right here from Arnold, a.k.a. No-No, that this team y'all should be talking about. I don't know why they're not talking about them. Because they're not black. Come on. Yeah, you heard right. This is straight up. We're not gonna sugarcoat in this podcast. No, I'm not gonna lie to you. That's how I look at it. Like if they were black, were we talking about them? I mean, you gotta put singers who's 7 feet, who could shoot, who could make threes. Man, and then you got Luka who had an unbelievable rookie year. And we're not talking about this? We're not talking about it? You know what? I gotta be honest. I'm not sure what, because it's not only about Luka and Porzingis, it's about the whole team, the whole package. So I'm not sure how far they're gonna get, but I believe they're gonna make it to the playoffs. That's my prediction. I don't know if I'm biased. You let me know. Send me a message. Let me know. Let's talk about my other team. But I'm more a Stephen Curry fan. So if I'm a fan of a player, then I'm gonna be a fan in his team. And that's the Golden State Warriors. Everybody is saying that probably they're not going to make it to the playoff. They are done. Man, you got a two-time MVP. You got a defensive player that won a defensive player of the year. And you got a guy who was the main star of the Brooklyn Nets is going to play with a two-time MVP. He's gonna play with champions. And everybody said they done. Y'all must be smoking that la, la, la. Because I'm sorry to say it to you, this team is going to be dangerous. Don't sleep on the Golden State Warriors because you got that dog, man. You got that dog, Draymond Green. You got that dog, Stephen Curry, that he looked like he's not nothing when you face him, you know, face to face. Like, man, he's a pretty boy. He can play ball. But don't let that face fool you. Because that guy, Stephen Curry, when he smell blood, he's coming for you. I'm gonna let you know, guys. Don't sleep on the Golden State Warrior. Don't do that. I feel that that is a disrespect to the Western Conference champion. 5 years straight to the final. And you're gonna tell me that this team is done? Y'all are crazy if you're telling me that. But anyway. Anyway, I don't want to extend this podcast any longer. I like to record this only for 20 minutes. There was going to be more to come. I'm trying this podcast and, you know, talk to my people out there, talk about basketball. I will talk about football. And that's the two sports I'm going to talk about, basketball, football. I can't get into baseball because I don't watch baseball or hockey. I can't get into that or tennis or whatever. I'm going to stick what I know, basketball and football. And, you know, if y'all, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be straight up with y'all. I'm going to share my opinions and my prediction with y'all. And y'all, you share yours. Welcome to the Straight Up In Your Faith podcast. Love you. Respect. Peace.